Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bears have a big game on Sunday,
Mac. I get the same, Danny. It's backs against the wall time. It's time for the offense to find out who the hell they are against a pretty decent defense. The Saints come in.
Trubisky in the gun, back to his left. They do rush four. Trubisky with time. Gunning the near sideline out of the reach of Gabriel. Running near side to the 45. And Taylor Gabriel was open.
I talk about horse blinders and earmuffs. Don't listen to anything outside.
All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him. Earmuffs.
Bridgewater takes a snap. He's looking to throw. That ball's caught. Josh Hill across the goal line. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Earmuffs.
Bridgewater under center. Handoff goes to Murray off right guard. Pushing forward. Touchdown, Latavius Murray. And the Saints punch one in the first drive of the second half.
Can you earmuff it for me?
Bridgewater under center. Quick throw. Out to the side. Taysom Hill across the goal line. Touchdown, Taysom Hill.
There's a ton of respect for the Saints. And where I sit, they might end up being the best team in the NFC or the NFL, but I don't think that the team the Bears are getting right now is that.
The Bears go to 3-3 for the second year in a row, and for the, sixth time in a row, they've lost out of the bye week. So that's the longest streak in the National Football League. Sean Payton leads his team to a 6-1 record, 36-25, the final score.
Yeah, we all had a bad feeling in our mouth.
Earmuffs. Don't listen to anything outside, because right now it's not going to be good.
Thank you. That was great.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Well, it's bull season. Thanks for hanging out with us, McNeil and Parkins, on The Score.
You have optimism over the Bulls?
No, they just haven't lost
clean
yet.
Clean slate anyway. Yeah, I don't think it's optimism.
They're 0-0.
Oof.
I said on Twitter that the Bulls are going to have the best offense in Chicago sports.
Yeah, that might not be too far off the mark.
Hawks fans pushed back a little. White Sox fans pushed back a little. This sucks, man.
Which is the next Chicago team to win a playoff game? Hell, let me set the bar a little bit lower. Which is the next Chicago team to get into a playoff game? I don't know if the answer is obvious. I think you can make a plausible argument for the one that's gone the longest without getting to one, and that's Tanny's White Sox.
God.
Imagine that.
I think I'd bet the Cubs. I think.
You think?
I think I'd bet the
you
Cubs.
Think?
Right? I don't think the Bulls are making it this year. I don't think the Hawks are making it this year. I think the Cubs are more likely than the Sox next year. So, yeah, I think I'd bet the Cubs.
Yeah, don't come crawling back around in August, September when the Sox are in the heat of a playoff race and they spend some money in the offseason and they're competitive and they're the only thing we got going. Don't come crawling back because I'll remember all the things you've said for the past couple of years about the White Sox.
I'll have a sign ready.
He will. He'll be ready to go. Yeah,
will.
There's no bandwagon on which Parkins can't leap.
I'll have a sign ready.
That's the one thing you are always equipped. You're always ready to have a sign for any given occasion.
That's exactly right. I'll be there. Tanny's like, I don't know this guy. He's just walking up ahead of me.
Going I do that anyway. Game.
Yeah, I know. I know. But man, yesterday it was just
when they took a 10-9 lead. I thought they're not winning this game. They can enjoy this right now. Take a picture of the scoreboard. Pull a Lee Corso from his days coaching at Indiana when he took a 7-0 lead on Ohio State and was willing to take the delay a game penalty with a team photo in the end zone of the scoreboard. Take that picture now because there's no way they're going to win this thing. And you saw a defense that got gashed early and often. Akeem Hicks was so missed yesterday, and I hate to be the I told you so guy, but there's a reason guys are backups, and they showed it yesterday. And the backups, who now have to be backups to the starters, they showed it yesterday. They were dreadful on both sides of the ball yesterday. The special teams were terrible. Cordero Patterson, I guess I'd say your table is ready, and Allen Robinson played hard and played well, and then kind of sullies the effort by getting in a little Twitter fight with a fan.
Listen, who cares? Like, Allen Robinson going in on Twitter with the media, like, on the list of top 100 problems with the Chicago Bears.
It's still annoying, though.
It is annoying.
Take it.
Oh, I pointed it out on Twitter. It's annoying. It's worthy of a question to Matt Nagy today because he said, you know, put on earmuffs, put on blinders, like he's Vince Vaughn in old school. But and then they just run out there and search their own names. Like Tariq Cohen retweets the video and comments about, you know, the Saints players mocking him for his height. And then Allen Robinson searching his own name out there. It's loser behavior. And Khalil Mack not being accountable after the game.
For a second straight game.
For every game. He's 0 for 3. He has not spoke after a loss yet this year. That's just Bush League. Like you talk about,
you're the captain of the defense. You have to talk.
You're the highest paid player.
You got to talk.
Yeah.
Even if you don't say anything, you have to answer questions.
It's just weak. It's collectively bargained, and they are. They're the team that's in danger of the criticism being valid. Of when it's easy, and it's going well, everything's good, and they show up, and they're fun, and they're loving, and they're likable. And it's a team that this town can root for. But what about when a little adversity happens?
It's crisis time, and they're handling it very, very poorly. There's nothing good about what they've done during this two-game skid, how they've comported themselves, and it's most important that they play better. But when you act like that, and Negs today again saying, I know we got to run the ball. I know it. I'm not an idiot. I know we got to run the football. You're the one who has all the power. You're the only one who has the power to make that happen. So why don't you go out there and do it, fella?
I know we need to run the ball more. I'm not an idiot.
I believe you. I think.
Don't want to be an American idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
Bad day for the Andy Reid tree. Doug Peterson took a moon pounding last night, too, didn't he?
Sure did. Ooh. That Super Bowl ring still sparkles. But yeah, I hope we didn't just like get the defective branch of the tree. like we got the guy that like can't sprout into his own tree, doesn't know what the hell he's doing. No one's talked about this today. And I don't want to sound like one of the meatball callers.
Oh, here it comes, boys. Great start. Danny from the north side calling in now.
What they did at the end of the first half, strategically, when you're talking clock management, was high school football coaches would know that was idiotic. You get the ball back. I wrote it down. You get the ball. First and 10 on your own 17.
Yeah, it's time to go to the go to the locker room and regroup. No one has mentioned this today.
I haven't heard one person because everything's been.
You should have heard my house last night. We talked about it around the table.
Minute and 14 seconds left. Your own 17-yard line. Your offense has done exactly nothing. Your only points are a 46-yard field goal and Cordero Patterson's return for a touchdown. You come out throwing short, incomplete to Burton, 5 yards to Miller, right. Then run the no huddle and throw short to Tariq Cohen, incomplete, punt from your own 22 with 32 seconds left,
right.
And the guy returns the kick for the touchdown. You deserve to go into the half down 19-10.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt
about that. As bad as it had gone for them their first handful of series, they should have taken knees or just had very conservative little inside runs. Plus, it would have boosted their rush total, too, a little
exactly.
bit. Exactly. So, wouldn't look, it'd still look pretty stupid if they only had two or three more.
Run the ball up the middle on a draw play, and if you break one and you flip field position for 20, 25 yards, then we can start talking about a field goal. But the idea that they came out throwing there is
that was pathetic.
I
don't throw if it's I might if it's Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, but probably not at my own 17-yard line when my offense had been doing nothing.
Correct. It was blind loyalty. It was stubbornness, and it was a belief like What's the old adage? Like, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it.
I've heard that, yes.
Right? And it's like the definition of insanity, repeating it over and over and over again. Like, Mitch Trubisky throwing the ball 54 times is the definition of insanity.
That's really ridiculous.
I like passing more than running and think that the numbers say in this NFL you should. But it doesn't have to be 90% of the time.
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, this NFL is a change in this year, and teams that have had to go with Plan B at quarterback to make their lives easier, and I'm talking about the Panthers, talking about the Colts, guys who weren't expected to be thrust into these roles as starters, are winning consistently, and their offensive coordinators, and in one case a head coach in Indianapolis, they're making life easier by running the ball. And when it doesn't work, you don't forget about it. That's what your boy can't get through his thick skull. Just because you're getting stopped on first down and they were right like they hadn't taken off for 2 weeks, averaging 1 yards per rush on first down, the second worst in the NFL. Running on first down, we learned last week. The Bears, second worst in the league, and they started doing just that. And then there's the fumble from Anthony Miller, and Matt Nagy says, I've had enough of this. Hell with running the ball. I'm going to have my guy, who I'm determined to prove is an NFL player. I'm going to let him throw it 54 times, including the last minute of the first half when we should be conservative and licking our wounds and going to the half to regroup and live to fight another day.
I couldn't believe the strategy at the end of the half.
It's terrible.
Just total lack of awareness. And yes, Texter, dare I say, the arrogance of Matt Nagy. Like, that was blind arrogance. It was blind, undeserved, unrewarded faith.
I'd call it stupidity more than arrogance. I don't know. Did it occur to him that he might give the Saints the ball back?
I have no idea. I assume he was looking positive instead of negative and
saying, I'm not an idiot.
We'll move the ball down the field and we'll get into field goal range and get something going before the half. I can only assume that was the idea, and he was thinking positive instead of negative, but it was indefensible.
He's got 10 games left to earn our affection back. I don't know how the quarterback does it. I don't know how he makes something out of this to make anybody feel good about him returning here next year for year number 4, and he's likely to be back here. I'd be stunned if we didn't see Trubisky in Bourbonnais next July, but hopefully he's got some company, like somebody who actually can play the position with some degree of competence.
That would be nice. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall. The Wildcats have Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at NUSports.com. This hour brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. You called it therapy. That's what they need today. We need a little group therapy.
I think so. We're going to take some calls today. We don't do it too often. Today's a good day to meatball it up.
312-644-6767. We'll hear from you, and we'll see if we can work through this thing together. Nagy, Trubisky, the whole thing. Our pets' heads are falling off. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
The run game has to get going.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a hand and a punt is blocked by the Saints.
It's going to end up to be a safety.
Team, but it was delightful, wasn't it?
I was wondering if that sufficed, if that scratched the itch for the get 'em up.
Oh, and it was just minutes after a safety near the end of one of the noon games. Was it the Chargers punter running around in the end zone, ran out of the end zone, and I said to Sherry, that's a safety. She goes, that's a safety? I've never seen. Oh, yeah, it happens every now and again. Not a very gratifying safety. Not as gratifying as the double thud.
It's a hand and a punt is blocked by the Saints.
That's going to end up to be a safety.
That is football audio porn for me, the double thud. That's crisp, too.
We just saw.
A hand and a punt is blocked.
Oh, that's parabolic Mike Heaven right there, baby.
We just saw Max O'Face at watch670thescore.com when he played that audio.
Oh, like a record.
This segment sponsored by the Berman Auto Express Store. The new Berman Auto Express Store is the express way to buy your next used car 100% online. Just select your used vehicle, get instant upfront pricing, and they'll deliver it right to your doorstep with all the paperwork ready to sign. See over 500 vehicles at Berman.com.
Since we got started, there have been at least 7,500 texts sent in. Just a couple before we tickle phone lines. Those of you who are clamoring for Alex Smith, stop already. Alex Smith has had how many surgeries on that bum wheel?
17.
Okay.
17 surgeries.
That's enough for me. The other names that have surfaced, while we don't love Marcus Mariota, he's probably a step up from what they got right now. If they, well, I know they're
Andy
Dalton's name is being thrown out there.
Dalton is better than Mitch right now.
Philip Rivers is going to be a free agent after the season. He's kind of a statuesque guy, though. I don't know if in Matt Nagy's high-tech RPO offense, if he makes sense.
Yeah, you also don't want to have to pay the commuting costs for his family to get here. It's a lot of
tickets. Yeah, if Urban Meyer got a $500,000 from Ohio State to move his family, he got nine kids!
Soldier Field can't hold them all.
That's true. It's a small stadium. Can't hold a Super Bowl or the Rivers family. I don't care about the mobility. They don't run Mitch.
But they're supposed to.
Yeah, but he has five rushing attempts on the season.
I know.
Where did it go?
I know.
Like, we know Lamar Jackson's a better runner than him. We know Kyler Murray's a better runner than him. We know, I guess, Josh Allen. But he's supposed to be a top five mobile quarterback in the NFL, and he has five rushing attempts this season.
Yeah, that's problematic.
What's going on? Where did that go?
Yeah. Well, he's only played in four games, though.
It just up and vanished.
Earmuffs.
A fart in the wind.
Earmuffs. Delicate on this Built for Tough Bears Monday. A little bit of criticism, and all of a sudden this earmuffs. Team runs away. Earmuffs.
So what happens if this team is like,
awful?
I don't know, 6-8? Club dub's still a thing? Like, you have a party to celebrate getting within two games of 500 when you're in the middle of December?
I don't know.
I'd settle for club tie at this
point. Well, the middle of December includes the Packers on December 15th, and watching Green Bay dismantle the Raiders yesterday, at least dismantle the Raiders' defense. Packers' D gave up a lot. Most of it was late. That's not going to go well.
Yeah, and then you have the Chiefs the next week. Yeah, not good.
Aaron Rodgers is amazing. He made some great throws yesterday, but also there were some guys wide open.
Yeah.
Can we scheme that?
It's funny how it works when you give a historically great quarterback a modern offense, isn't it? And he doesn't even have his number one. His best receiver's not even playing. His number two and number three are hurt.
Well, they got Valdez Scantling. That's all he needs. That and what's Geronimo Allison? Did he play yesterday or did he sit out too?
He played. Alan Lazard played. Yeah. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern football or Northwestern basketball. Join Northwestern Hoops at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale at NUSports.com.
And Chris Collins' team will put more than 3 points on the board some date down the road. I promise you that.
Yeah, they might be the best offense in the area. Yeah. Who knows? All right, let's see here. Jeff in Arlington Heights. What's up, Jeff? You're on a Built for Tough Bears Monday.
Hi, guys. You know, my expectations were nothing this year going in for the Bears. You know, the last 18 or 20 years, the Bears have shown us that the organization has shown us that it doesn't matter who the head coach is, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is, it doesn't matter who the general manager is. The Bears, as an NFL franchise, suck when it comes to competency. what in the hell is wrong with the Chicago Bears organization that they continue to feel this unequal, just a lousy team. And I will hang up and listen to your comment. Thank
you. Thank you for hanging up.
That's not nice. You said the whole organization sucks.
Did you miss last season? Did you miss last year when they won 12 games?
Right? Isn't that his point?
No, he said they've sucked for the last 18 or 20 years when, in fact, they won the division last year. I've got a lot of wrestle with the Bears organizationally, but a lot of the people with whom I had issues long gone from the scene there. Ted Phillips, still a big part of it. That could be part of your problem. I don't dispute that, but... we can't out of one side of our mouths praise Ryan Pace for constructing this great defense. And when it's healthy, it is that. It's great. And then say he's a bum completely because of what he's done offensively. Find somebody to help him out with selecting offensive talent because he clearly doesn't know. And he doesn't know how to evaluate offensive linemen either. He's got way too money wrapped up in Cody Whitehair. That's horrible money right now.
It isn't good. He did sign Allen Robinson. Poor Allen Robinson.
He's the only one. Like Tigger.
Blake Bortles and Mitch Trubisky. That's no way to go through the prime of your NFL career, having those guys be the ones who throw you the football.
No, it's not ideal.
It's like how you feel bad. I feel bad for A.J. Green when you see him there on the sideline of these Bengals games hurt, and he's just like shaking his head like, God.
Oh, God, you'd love to have Dalton over this guy.
I agree, but... still, A.J. Green's a world-class talent who has never had anything close to a world-class arm throwing him the football. But he's just like, oh, I want to be loyal to the organization because I like Larry Fitzgerald, and he stayed with one team. Man, trade him to the Bears. Let's go. Let's get more good players. They have one good player on their entire offense.
That's
one.
And Trey Burton, who dropped that real easy pass on a really shallow drag route, was he thinking about contact possibly? Was that part of it maybe?
Earmuffs.
Alligator arms! Trey Burton bust out! Super Bowl prize for Ryan Pace. Ooh, he threw the Philly special. He had 300 receiving yards in his freaking career, and you acted like he was Dave Casper. He was an old tight end from an era gone by.
Thank you. For modernizing
the good one, yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's like the Mackie Dakota ring over here.
Well, 1975 was referenced by Tom Brenneman yesterday, so I have to throw some 75 at you.
What did you think of old Fom?
I loved it that he, because I said it before he finally finished his thought. He says, the Bears offense has gone six straight games, without accruing 300 yards of offense. They haven't been this bad. You'd have to go back to 1975, and I said out loud, the great Gary Huff, and his next two words, Gary Huff. So I was fist-pumping Thom.
A lot of long faces of those here on the Chicago home front. Bears offensively with 83 yards.
83.
Nice.
We love Thom. We love them on this show. And then he called Mike Ditka the great one. I was like, I don't think that's his...
2 days ago, the great one, Mike Ditka, turned 80 years young.
That's fair.
Oh, what a player. Five-time Pro Bowler for his great name. Coach. 11 years in Chicago. Super Bowl 20 champion. One of the great players and characters of the game. You got to love Iron Mike, don't you?
This hour on The Score brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Eddie in Janesville says we're being too hard on Mitch Trubisky. What's up, Eddie?
Eddie! All I know is his name was Eddie.
That went well. Kurt in...
You guys wanted phone calls.
Kurt in Wheaton. You're on a Built for a Tough Bears Monday.
Hey, guys. Almost. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm watching that thing yesterday, and as it's going downhill after the whopping 7 rush attempts, I'm thinking, what the heck is our head coach going to say about this? What excuse is he going to have for why we didn't run the ball? And so what I determined, fellas, is we are saying his name wrong. His last name, there was a question about how to pronounce it. I think it's actually Nagy. Let me explain why. Matt Nagy. So during the press conference, they say, why did you run the ball only 7 times? Shouldn't you have run it more based on what you saw? Nah. And then later you say, are you going to solve the running game? Gee, we're working on that. What happened during the bye week? Nah, gee. Come on. It just seems like the guy's in over his head.
Kurt, that's a real good nickname.
Nah, gee. Yeah. Nah, gee. He doesn't, I don't know. He just seems like he's in over his head.
He's still going.
Kurt, did you workshop that nickname with anyone before you called in, or are we the first people you told this idea to?
You got it, man. You guys got the patent on that.
Wow, thank you so much.
It's just, I can't, it's, you know, I can't decide if it's Mark Trestman or Gary Croton. And that guy, they were talking about it earlier today, the guy from Kansas City, when Croton faced him, Gunther Cunningham, you know, he said it's a smoke and mirrors offense. And that's all the guy has. It just seems like once they figured him out halfway through last season, he can't adapt. And I'm starting to think that they should take Ryan Pace and Nat G and all the other bigwigs there, stick them on Pace's Santa sleigh, and ship them out of town on the Santa sleigh. There you go.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thank you, Kurt.
It's enough, Parkins. Snip him.
What a thought from Kurt and Wheaton. No, I wanted to see it keep going. I wanted to see if he would ever land the plane.
How many Nag G's did he get in there?
Not enough as far as I'm concerned.
yeah, exactly.
You got rid of him way too fast.
My bad, Danny. My bad. That was spectacular.
Hey, congratulations to Lovie Smith and the Fighting Illini for an unexpected win Saturday in Champagne.
A win just good enough to re-sign him and have your program go nowhere.
Did he get an extension for that?
Yeah, you will.
Got extended when Iowa blew his doors off last year by 70.
Did you happen to catch the images of athletic director Josh Whitman giving him a warm embrace? They were hugging and slapping each other. Did you see pictures of that by any chance?
I did. They were very happy. They carried the kicker off on their shoulders.
Oh, my God. Dairy Queen for everybody who attended.
Nah.
That's a nice effort, though.
Nah, G mob.
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason at 3 on the score.
Mercy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're on 32, and Trubisky to throw it on first down. The Bluebirds will come out early here in Chicago today. You spend 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours in this town, and I don't know if there's been a bigger lightning rod for a fan base of the Bears, and that's why you're winning a ton of games, than this quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky.
That's Tom Brenneman on Fox. I'd point him in the direction of Jay Cutler.
I had that same thought when I heard Tom say that yesterday. Yeah.
We're used to this. Lightning rod, controversial Bears quarterback who should be so much better than he is. We know how to deal with this. It sucks. That's why it's so frustrating. With the first pick in the plumbing and heating supply draft, Contractor Select, SupplyHouse.com. With next-day delivery speed and total inventory coverage, SupplyHouse.com does it all. Stop wasting your time and money. SupplyHouse.com, your online supplier for plumbing, heating, and HVAC. Take it to the house. SupplyHouse.com. You guys ready for the next 10 weeks plus of Marcus Mariota? Newton?
No.
Colin Kaepernick?
I've done it before. I mean, it's not the first time gone through a Bears season where people are wanting a change at quarterback before November is with us.
No, I know. We've all gone through it before on some level. It's just the names are going to be flawed and uninspiring.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. But not nearly as uninspiring as the guy who presently has the job.
Okay, so which one is the most appealing? That is somewhat reasonable. Like if I gave you Mariota, Cam Newton, Alex Smith, Andy Dalton, Philip Rivers, Colin Kaepernick, Nick Foles, if I threw all these names at you.
Can they afford Nick Foles? Can they afford Philip Rivers next year?
My guess is Rivers is going to be like Eli, where Eli has a no trade clause. Well, he's got a no trade clause. Eli will not play anywhere other than the Giants. I don't know if he contractually has one, but
yeah, we haven't heard that name here yet today. I've heard it in other circles, and that's not a good one. Don't suggest that. Eli Manning's going to retire after this year, and why would he want to leave? He's got kids in school, and he's busy.
Nick Foles knows the system. Nick Foles isn't that old.
Nick Foles is an average quarterback, but right now average is a big step.
Right. I mean, if the Bears had average quarterback play, they'd be a Super Bowl contender. That's how bad it is.
I'm not so sure I feel, and I told, you know, I think the Raiders showed us a blueprint and showed the rest of the league a blueprint on how you attack the Bears. You run straight at them. You don't get cute. You don't run jet sweeps. You run straight at them and muscle them. And without Akeem Hicks in there, the difference was easily visible against the Raiders, and it was again yesterday. You run big guys between the tackles like both of those teams did, and the Bears got shredded.
I agree with you, but, I mean, you can run on the Packers
so
defense.
Without Hicks, this defense is pretty mortal.
I still think they're a good defense that was put in terrible positions yesterday.
They were, but man, and I thought they gave up too. I saw a guy standing around, hands on the hips, because the play's running the other side. What if he cuts back? Standing around, taking tickets.
I do believe that this team, if they got, I mean, they're the worst offense in the league other than the Dolphins. They're 30th, 31st in every offensive category that matters. Yeah. They are a terrible offense.
My only noon winner yesterday, the Miami Dolphins, handling the 17.5 they were getting.
Yeah, and I only gave you 17, so I got some money for you. But honestly, like, I think if the Bears had league average play at quarterback, they would be a contender.
They'd be a playoff team, probably. Yeah.
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 So yeah, put me down for Nick Foles. Sure. If the Panthers go to Kyle Allen and Cam Newton's available on the cheap, sure.
If they had Jacoby Brissett, the bar might even be higher. He's really learning the game.
He's good.
What about the guy that looked like a somewhat competent quarterback at Soldier Field yesterday?
I mean, why would the Saints let him go?
That's a fair question. Just if he wants to be a starter somewhere.
Yeah. That would be an upgrade. Teddy Bridgewater is better than Mitch Trubisky.
They could always back up Breeze with Taysom Hill.
You know how depressing that is to hear?
Yeah, it's not good. And people say
6 weeks ago we were talking about this is going to be sustained success. It's different this time, and we are looking at a total rebuild of this organization. This quarterback is out.
The offense certainly needs to be rebuilt, and there's going to be some changes defensively too. Your idea of trading Danny Trevathan because he's likely gone after the season is appealing to me, but I don't suspect you get much for him.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
But it's still...
You're right. What price victory? I mean, you're playing for charity right now.
But he's not the only one. I mean, ha-ha Clinton Dix. He's a free agent after the year.
He was taking tickets yesterday, too. He doesn't like contact when it's not going his way. What? Let me just stand there and act like I don't see the ball carrier running inside of me.
What about Leonard Floyd?
See ya.
Guys, I'd be willing to trade if you lose to the Chargers. Like, I feel you have to have that conversation and say, get as many draft picks back as possible so that you can have as much flexibility as possible this offseason because you need a quarterback.
I know that, but if you're looking at fifth and sixth round picks, you go back and read the last 5 years in a draft book and look at those guys who were fifth and sixth round guys, and you say, really a fifth or a sixth rounder very rarely is worth much. You don't find many stars, many difference makers in the fifth and sixth rounds. I know there are them on occasion.
No,
but
I agree. Yeah, I agree with you. But if the season is over, I'd rather have a fifth round pick than lose a player for nothing. And I'd rather not pretend like the season is going to turn around and become
something.
Probably
would too.
Boomer Esiason on if we should have run out of hope on Mitch Trubisky. And who's most to blame for that type of performance out of a bye when locker rooms get splintered? Crisis mode here in Chicago. Boomer Esiason joins us to break it down next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.